This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Hecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
A recent piece in a TV news check written by Patrick Pellini. He's vice president and GM of a couple TV stations in Washington, D.C., suggests that TV get rid of the monthly sweeps that are done four times a year. Jasmine, you probably know more about this than Will or myself, but I've always kind of wondered about those monthly sweeps and why so much emphasis is placed on them. I mean, I would agree with this column that it's time to get rid of them. You have another 8 months of the year that you basically just ignore and do all your good stories a few times a year.
Yeah, we just left a sweeps month, so May is one of them. It's February, May, July, and November, and the entire newsroom lives around those months of the year. You can't take vacations. You shouldn't get married. If you were born during those months, tough, because you are going to have to go to work that day. And that's obviously not the only problem I have, but the fact that we are really concentrating most of our effort towards those months, I think, is a problem. I think it's a problem just because people are expecting us to do our job 24/7 all through the year, but we're really just kowtowing to those 4 months and putting some of our biggest, what we think are our best pieces together just for those months. So people are going to be drawn to those months and to watch our shows during those times, and then we can set our ad rates higher. That's the whole point of sweeps, is to make more money at the station.
Yeah, Will, can you imagine, because you worked at newspapers, can you imagine if the newspaper set its ad rates based on circulation for 4 months out of the year?
No, that sounds crazy. But I was thinking and trying to think how we could equate this to what the print side does. And, you know, if we had news that was happening, say we had a city council meeting happening on the same night in two different communities, but we don't sell papers in Community B, we would go to Community A instead. Though we would always try to cover all the news that we could, of course, but it seems maybe somewhat akin to that. We were always focused on, for most of my career, on circulation and where are we selling papers and where are we going to, and we would put our resources and we would put bureaus when we had them into those communities and where we could. But no, we never had quite a dynamic like that. But we've seen the dynamic extend to the advancement in technology with talking about clickbait and things of that nature, where we're drawing our resources toward. So we did. There was somewhat of a dynamic in that way, perhaps, that's relatable in print, but maybe not entirely like where we devote four times a year to just really put all our in into something.
Find it a bit troublesome that news decisions, what meeting to cover, are based on circulation numbers.
Sure, absolutely, and but that's what we would do. Depending on, of course, the nature of the news, you know, we would drive out of our way for something that was historic and out of this world and unusual. But that said, we would have to sometimes pick and choose, especially as time went on and our staffs would dwindle and our resources would dwindle. That's what we were left up to do.
Yeah, so let's take a look at some of the points that he makes for a second. So if your news is in the can, it's probably expired. That was number one that he talked about. I absolutely agree there.
So what you're talking about is you do a story a month or two ahead of time,
yeah,
and it's kind of juicy, so you save it for sweeps month.
Yeah, I mean, what happens is that you pitch stories about a month out to your news director, and they're looking for feedback from just about everybody in the newsroom, including producers who are usually, you know, at their desk and not going out very often, but you're seeing a lot of news come by, so you're aware of what the trends are. So you pitch a story about a month out, and then usually if your story is picked, you are put together with a reporter or with an anchor, and you go out and record the story, edit it, have it all ready to go, and then wait to air it, right? So you're waiting to air it maybe a couple weeks, maybe a week, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. You're just waiting to air this story, and during this time, you're promoting it. So you're teasing it to the audience, and I think that gets a bit sensational for the audience when they're seeing this promo air, you know, over the course of maybe a week or 2 weeks. They're seeing something that's going to happen that you're holding. And I just wish that we did this, we did more, I guess, deep investigations more often instead of 4 months of the year, because I think that's what we're lacking and that's what our audience wants from us. They want us to go and do deep dives into things. And the fact that we're actually only just doing it 4 months of the year is a problem. And I know some people will say, well, you know, we do more thorough investigations more often. But in my experience, not really. It doesn't happen as much as people want us to do those things. So really what we're doing is we're waiting for those 4 months of the year to pitch that story and then go do it and then promote it for a couple weeks and then finally air it. And then it's all over. And then you're waiting for the next sweeps month.
Goes against the concept of news, something being new. You got it done and you hold it for several weeks?
Yeah, it's not necessarily timely. These are not usually timely stories. These are things that could air probably just about any time. But there happened to be, you know, airing during that sweeps month. Another thing was that I think it's a problem for morale. I do, because when you're really focusing only on those 4 months, the rest of the year is just kind of, well, it's just boring for the the staff a little bit. Right. And I think if we cared about it all year, that people would watch. I think if we put as much emphasis on all 12 months of the year as opposed to those just 4 months, I think people would really find more out of their jobs, and I think the audience would find more out of the news.
Yeah, and the idea that investigative pieces get held back until sweeps because those help generate audience numbers, that should tell you right there that you should be doing more investigative pieces throughout the course of the year.
But again, we're working up against doing less with more, fewer staffers to work with, fewer resources. And one thing we did at our newspaper was we tried to expand throughout our company, throughout our chain. We tried to add more investigative stories. But what we did was we ended up taking away normal everyday stories and saying, wait a minute, we're going to run this today, and then we're going to turn this into an investigation. And we're going to look deeper and make this a follow-up story. And sometimes that's called for, but other times it's just doing it for story's sake. And it's doing it just for the sake of having and said to have an investigation. And that didn't always work, and that's kind of somehow fell flat. But it was because we just didn't have the bodies or the resources to always do those things.
Yeah, there's a certain pressure to fill the paper every day or fill the newscast every day. You got to feed that beast. So that takes away from time to do investigative pieces. And sometimes then, like you say, Will, something that could have been investigative, you sort of just turn it around because you need to fill some time or some space.
Right. And as you said, you know, if you have it in the can or we say it's evergreen, it doesn't mean it couldn't potentially go stale. It doesn't mean it's always a great story. But you work with what you can. I think one thing I can think of that's maybe comparable is perhaps when we would have the vice president or the president of our company who had come out from the West Coast and he was touring all our newspapers in the Midwest, and we're going to hold on to this story. We're going to run this tomorrow. We're going to hold on to this because we think this will look good for when the president's in town on Friday or something, maybe something akin to that. But the news suffers and the immediacy suffers at the same time.
Yeah, I think the audience is a lot smarter than we give them credit for. And when you're promoting a story over the course of 2-3 weeks, they want to know what's going on with the story. You should be telling them. Mm-hmm. I don't think people like to have information held from them. And I think sweeps, when we're exaggerating and we're sensationalizing the story that's about to come up, and people make fun of us for those kinds of things. I mean, you'll see that in cartoons. You'll see that in television shows. People make fun of us for sweeps month. I think when people find a fault in something that you do professionally, maybe there's reason for them to make fun of you.
All right. We need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.